like 8 lines down. Vahari Chuma. So we're discussing the Machlokes Chizkiyah and Rebavol. If the default is when the Torah gives an Isra Achila, does it mean Dafka Isra Achila, but it's Mutabana, or that's Chizkiyah, or the opposite? That unless the Torah indicates that it's also Bana, that unless the Torah indicates that it's Mutar Bana, says Rebavol, that it's also Bana, it's assumed to be also Bana. So, for the Gemara Vahari Chuma, when it comes to truma, the Rachmona Amar v'Chozol v'Yeichu Kodesh. The Torah says, any zar, any non-kayin, may not eat the truma. So it says l'Yeicha utnan. So according to Rav Avol, that should mean that not only is it also b'achilo, but it's even also b'ano utnan. And we learned in the Mishnah, me'arvin l'nozer b'yayin l'Yisrael b'truma. You can make an eruv for a nozer with wine, and a Yisrael with truma. That means the Yisrael is allowed to have a na from the truma by using it to make an eruv. So we see that truma is motor by na kashan rabavo amra papa shiny hasam the amra kra tumaschem. From the fact that it says this is a puzzle by Chumas Meiser, which the Levim give off, it says v'nechshav lachem tumaschem. So the fact that it says chumaschem, your chuma, what does it mean, your chuma? It should say the chuma. Teretz shelachem tehe. It's coming to say that it's lachem, that it's yours. It's yours to have enough from it, even though it's aser ba'achila, but nonetheless it's muter ba'na. The idach, according to Chizkiyah, who he holds that minastam it's muter ba'na. So why does it have to say chumaschem? Anyway, you know it's mutabana. So he says chumaschem dechol Yisrael kamar. When it says chumaschem, it's just because it's talking to the many people who give off chuma. So it's not coming for any drasha. This is just the work of the crowd. This is the way the pasuk speaks. All of you plural people, when you give off chuma, that chuma will be considered kidagam minagarim v'chamleim minayakiv. Varei nazir. Nozir the Rachmona Amar Mecharzanim Vadzag Lo Yeyachov, from the peels to the pits of the grape, any part of the grape whatsoever he may not eat. So again, it says Lo Yeyachov Utnan Me'arvin the Nozir B'yam. The same issue we just quoted in Erevin, that a Nozir could make an Erev with wine. So again, we see that you can have enough from wine, even though it says Lo Yeyachov. Says the Gemara Amar Marzutra Shani Hazim Damar Kron Nizroi. It says Nizroi, which is similar to the previous Torah, Shaloh Yehei. The Torah is saying Nizroi, it should be his, meaning even though it's also Be'achilah, nonetheless it's his to have enough from it. Rav Ashi Amar, different Torahs, it says, with regard to the hair of the Nazir, Kadosh Yeh, the Nazir should be Kadosh, Gadol Perasar Roshah, he should let the hair of his head grow long, grow wild, and we dashen that the Kodesh Yeh is going on the Sar Roshah, that the growth of hair becomes Kodesh, becomes Aser Bahana. And on that we say, Dafka Gidulei Kodesh Ve'en Davar Acher Kodesh. So since the Torah is saying that the hair that grows is Kodesh, becomes Aser, so it's Mashmah that's the only part of Naziris that's Aser Bahana, the hair. But everything else is Mutter. So on that, the Gemara asks, "Midi vein davar acher ksev?" Just because the Torah says that the hair is kodesh, the hair is aser, it doesn't say dafka the hair is aser. There's no mir over here. It just says the fact the hair is kodesh. So where does that indicate? Where does that tell us that everything else is not kodesh? Ela machverto k'de marzutra. The better Torah is like marzutra that we learn it from Nizroi, that the Torah says even though he's aser, but nonetheless it's his. It's shaloi to have enough from it. Varei chadosh. What about chadosh?
The Isra, do we lose this like power of a cloud?
I mean, there's more exceptions than the cloud itself.
It means that, you know, but we got more exceptions. What's left over here?
Yeah. Well, so the Gemara, the end of the Gemara is going to really ask what's left. But I mean, but like we had in the beginning of the sugya, the Torah wrote a drasha to teach it to us. So obviously, the Torah wrote it to teach something. As long as it teaches us one case or two cases, even if there's more exceptions than that, the Maisa, the drasha is needed for something.
Right, but then shouldn't it have been more like a Gzer Shave or
Yassin
or something like that, as opposed to saying this is a clown called Herkula, except
right,
anywhere
yeah,
other than
yeah.
this place.
Yeah.
There's more exceptions than
the
yeah.
Yeah. The general rule except for every other case. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Writing more about Rei Chadash. The Isser of eating Chadash, eating grain before the Omer. The Rachmana Omer Lechem Kali Vekarmel, bread or roasted kernels or fresh kernels. Lo Yisoichlu Ad Etzem Hayem Azeh, you may not eat until this day when you bring the Omer. Vetnan, and the Mishnah says, Kaitu the Shachas, you're allowed to cut Shachas, the unripe grain, because it's not called a Ktsira, it's not called grain until it's ripe. Umachal Behemon, this the Rishonim explain, is a new thing. That besides cutting the unripe grain, regular ksira, you're also allowed to pick, you're not allowed to do ksira because it says regular ksira, but you're allowed to pick on the ripe grain and feed it to your animals. Meaning you're allowed to have enough from it even though it's chadash. So why? I the Torah says, Loisoichlu. The Torah says, Rashis Kitzirchem. Again, that extra chem is teaching us, Shalachem Tehe, that it's yours. The Idach, so what does Chizkiya do with this Ktsirchem? Why does he need it? According to him, it's Mutar Ba'ana anyway, so why does the Torah have to say Ktsirchem? So, and for the Gemara, the Choy Yisrael Mashma, and Echanami, according to him, it's just like this, similar to what we said earlier by the Chuma. This is just the manner that the Torah speaks. It's speaking to Kai Yisrael, Lashon and Rabbim, so it just says, Ktsirchem, all of your Katsir that you're doing, the Omer has to be the ratios of that Ktsira. Varei Shrotzim, all the non-kosher Shrotzim, the Rachmana Omer Sheketu Lo Yeyachal. There are Shekets, they're disgusting, and therefore they should not be eaten. Now over here it says Yeyachal. So this, not only according to Rebbe Avohu, should be Aser Bahana, but even according to Chizkiya, where it says Yei Achel, it should be Aser Bahana. Utnan, and we learned in the Mishnah, Tzaydei Chayav Oifes V'dogim. People who are trappers of Chayis, of Oifes, of fish, Shenizdamu Lem Minim Tmeim, so as they put out their nets, so their nets aren't discriminatory, they don't just catch kosher animals and not non-kosher animals, so they end up trapping things that are non-kosher. Mutan l'meichem l'nachem, they're allowed to sell them to goyim. Meaning, l'chatchila, a person is not allowed to make his business out of dealing with non-kosher animals. But if he put out a net to catch the kosher animals and he ended up in there catching non-kosher animals as well, so then he's allowed to sell them to goyim. But bottom line is, it's Mutar Ba'ana. If it would be Aser Ba'ana, even if he ended up with it, he still wouldn't be able to sell it to a guy. Says the Gemara, Shaini Asim Tamakra Lochem Shalachem Yeh. It says in the Pasuk, talking about the non-kosher species, the Pasuk says, Sheketu Lochem Yibsarim Le'echelu Vesnivlasim Tishaketsu. So it says, Sheketu Lochem. So again, the Lochem says, Shalachem Yeh, that it should be yours, mutter to eat, mutter to not to eat, mutter to have enough from it. Frankly, more ihachi. If that's the case, that the Torah was matter, you'd have enough from it. Achilu lechatchila nami. So why did we say that you're not allowed to deal with it lechatchila? And for the Gemara, shani yosam damer kra yihu bav yosin you. So there's basically a steer in the pasuk. The pasuk says sheketz yihu. And the pasuk says lochem. So yihu means that it remains within its iser, which means to say not only is it also ba'achilu, but it's also ba'ana. And then the pasuk says lochem, which tells you that it's mutter ba'ana. So how do we reconcile that by saying lechatchila you're not allowed to deal with it, you're not allowed to make your business model out of selling non kosher animals. However, if it's nizdamin, if it ends up happening that you end up trapping one when you were trying to trap a kosher animal, so then you're allowed to sell it. Frightening Gemara.
More than one pasuk over here by Sheretz? Because I don't see Lachem and I don't see you in this pasuk.
Yeah, there's two pasukim. There's the first pasuk that we quoted is in Vayikra Yud Aleph Mem Aleph.
Okay. Right. Where's the second pasuk?
And the second one is Vayikra Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph.
He doesn't bring that down over here.
They're both in Shemini. One's like towards the beginning of the parsha, the non-kosher animals, and one's much further into the parsha. Yeah, Ulechizkia. According to Chizkia, Lamalu leMichtav lo yeachal umaisi lochem leMishrei. I mean, it comes out that the Torah wrote, went out of its way to write lo yeachel to indicate that it's also bana, and then the Torah had to balance that out by writing lochem to say that it's mutar bana. Lo lichtav achmona lo yeachel. Don't go out of your way to write yeachel. V'lo by lochem, then you won't need to write lochem. Meaning, bishlamalekar bavo, that lo any expression of achilo at all, lo yeicha, lo yisoicha, lo yisoichu, it automatically means isra na. So you can't ask Akasha why did the Torah write lo yeicha, because it has to tell you that it's also to eat. Once it's also to eat, automatically you would assume that it's also bana, so the Torah has to write a drasha to tell us that it's mutar bana. But according to Chizkia, lo yeicha, lo yisoicha, lo yisoichu, don't mean that it's asabana. Only yeachel means it's asabana. So why did they write yeachel, which would give you a false impression that it's asabana, and then have to tell you lochem to say that it's mutabana? Just write a different lashon of isra achila, like yeachel or seichel or seichlu, and you would never think in the first place that it's asabana. And if that's the case, you don't have to write lochem. Amalachiskiya. So Chizkiya will answer you. Time of the din, I'm mahacha. You're right. Be'etzem, it's extra. But this is goof of my mekar. Meaning, until now we thought that when Chizkiya said Ye'acho means a iser hana, that was coming with svara. And that we're answering, no, it's not a svara. The same way that Rebbe Vo learns his shita from Sukkim, from the fact that the Torah went out of its way to say that something is motor ba'na, vice versa, that normal iser achila are also ba'na. So huadin according to Chizkiya. From the fact that the Torah, in one place where it says loy eachel, had to write lochem to say that it's mutar bana, so that's telling us that min astam the word yeachel means that it's also bana. Freiti umar v'arei chametz. By chametz, terachamana amar loy eachel chametz. This is the one that we started off the beginning of the sugya with. It says with regard to chametz, yeachel chametz. The Tanya, and we have a Brisa, Rabbi Yosef Lili Oimer. Rabbi Yosef Lili says, Tamal Atzvacha, you should wonder, hey, Chametz Aser Ba'ana Kol Shiva, from why should Chametz be Aser Ba'ana the 7 days of Pesach? Meaning, we know that Chametz is Aser Ba'ana, but that's according to the Shita that we pass in life, but Rabbi Yosef disagrees with that. Rabbi Yosef says that no, Chametz is Mutar Ba'ana. Not only is it Mutar Ba'ana after Pesach, Chametz She'avar Lava Pesach, which we'll learn later on, is more lenient than on Pesach itself. There is a Shita that holds on Pesach it's also Ba'ana, but after Pesach it's Mutar Ba'ana. Rabbi Yosef holds that even on Pesach itself it's Mutar Ba'ana. Now, according to both according to Chizkiya and according to Revo, how could Rabbi Yosef say it's Mutar Ba'ana? It says Lo Ye'achel Chametz, and it should mean a Isra Ana. And for the Gemara, Shani Hasam, over there is different. The Amar Kra, Lo Yira Lecha Se'ar. The Torah says, Lo Yira Lecha Se'ar. It shouldn't be seen for you. Which, again, the Lecha is saying, Shalecha Yehe, that it should be yours to be able to have enough from it. The Rabbanan, the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yosi, and they hold that on the Chametz of Pesach is Aser Bahana. So how could they say it's asabana? Doesn't the Torah say shalacha yehei? So the Torah says they make a different drasha from the lacha. Shalacha yataroya, aval ataroya shalachem shalgavoya. Like we had all the way in the beginning of our mesechta, that lacha is telling us that chametz is only a iser of bayirah bayamatzeh if it's yours. If it belongs to goyim, and like we explained there, that you don't have achrayas on it, or it belongs to hektish, so then you have no problem of having the chametz in your house. The idach. What about, according to Rabbi Yosi, how does he learn from here, shalcha yehei, to have enough from it? Don't you need it for the other drasha, shalcha yataroya, latoroya, shalachim, shalgavoya? So he'll tell you, trei lacha ksivi. The Torah writes two times the word lacha. Because it says twice the leira lacha sa'ar, once in Parshas Bai, and once in Parshas Rei. So the Gemara says, the Idach, the other Tana, the Chachamim who hold that it's the Chachamim says Asabana, they'll tell you Chabin Nachri Shekiv Shasa veChabin Nachri Shalikiv Shasa. Again, like the Gemara already explained in the first parak, you need two drushes to say that you're allowed to have the chametz of a guy in your possession as long as you don't have a chrayas on it, because one's for a guy that's not under your jurisdiction, so it's more pashut that his chametz would be mutter, and one's saying that even a nachrish yuv shasai, a guy that is under your jurisdiction, even his chametz, if you don't have a chrayas for it, it would be mutter. The idach, Rabbi Yosi will tell you, tlasa l'cha ksivi. Doesn't only say two lachas, it really says three lachas. Because it says, like we said before, Layera lachas sa'ar twice in the Torah. And one of the psukim that it says Layera lachas sa'ar, the one in Parshas Bayi, it says Layera lachas chametz, Layera lachas sa'ar. So it says lachal with regard to chametz, and it says lachal with regard to sa'ar twice. So you have a total of three lachas. Two are to teach us that the chametz of a guy is mutter if you don't have a chrayis. Once are a nachrish akiv shasai, once are a nachrish akiv shasai. And the third one is extra to teach us that it's mutter b'ana. The idach, the chacham will say, no, chabav sarva chabav chametz. You can't stack up that third lecha to say that it's extra, because they're both coming to say that it's mutter to have the chametz in your rishus if it does not belong to you. One is saying that that's true by sa'ar, and the other one is saying that that's true by chametz utzrichi, and you need both, because you couldn't learn one from the other. Because if it would just say chametz, I would say maybe chametz is more lenient because chametz cannot be mechametz other things. Mashenking sa'ar, which is yeast, sourdough, so maybe it's more chomer because it's mechametz other things. So maybe over there it would be aser even if it's not lecha. And the opposite, if it would just say sa'ar, I might say that the reason why the Torah was more lenient with sa'ar is because it's not edible. But chametz, which is edible, maybe it would be also even if it's not lecha. So that's why you have to say lecha by both. Rabbi Yosi obviously holds that you could learn one from the other. He wasn't concerned with the tzrichsa, and therefore he held that one lecha is extra to tell us that it's mutter b'ana. Now the Gemara says, lema ketanoi. Let us say that this machloik is chizki and rebavo with minastam. In Isra Achila is aser ba'ana or not is a machlokes tanoim, because it says this is a pasuk regarding chaylev. The pasuk says that the chaylev nevela vechaylev treifa, the chaylev of an animal that's a nevela or the chaylev of an animal that's a treifa, yei aser lachal malacha, may be used for any malacha. I mean, you could use it for have enough of it, you could use it to lubricate your oil, your iris, your leather, your hide, and so on. It could have just said yei aser l'malacha. Why does the Torah say l'chol malacha? Sheyacha, I may have thought l'malacha is gevaya yei mutter. You could only use it for something that's l'gevaya, that's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning if some reason the Beis HaMikdash would need their hides, their leathers lubricated, smeared with chaylev, so then it would be okay. The melachas had yet yei aser, but if a private person wants to have enough from the chaylev, maybe you would think it's aser. Tamalei melachol melacha, so that's the word lachol to say that it could be used for anybody, not only for a gevaya, but even for a hedyet. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Rabbi Kiva says no. What's the drush of lachol melacha? Sheyachol, I may think lemelachas hedyet yei tar. That mean the fact that the Torah says that the chaylev of an avela and the chaylev of a treifa could be used lachol malachos, so the Torah is telling us two things. Number one, that it's mutter b'ana, you could use it. But number two is you could use it to lachol malacha, and you don't have to be concerned that it comes from an avela and it's metame. I mean, it's exeris akasiv that the chaylev is not part of the tumas nevelas. So Rabbi Kiva says that this drush of lachol is not going on the heter malacha, but rather it's going on the fact that it's not metame. And without the drush of lachol, I would think lemelachas hedyet yeitar, that when you use it for a hedyet, so over there we're makel that it's not metame his things. However, lemelachas gevaya yeitame, but maybe when you're using it legevaya, maybe it should be considered like part of the veil, and therefore it should be metame. Hamalei melachol. So that's lechol melachol. That's why you need the word, the extra lechol, to teach us that it's tahara that it got mikzeres hakasuf is not only for a hedyot, but it's even legvoya. So it comes out at the end of the day, Rabbi Yosi Aglil the tumo tahara lo yitzdarach kra. He didn't need a drasha to teach us that the tahara of chelav is across the board, both lehedyot and legvoya. Rather, ki yitzdarach kra. When did he need the pasuk le'isuvatar to say that it's mutar ba'ana in the first place? That not only is it mutar legvoya, but it's even mutar lehedyot. For Rabbi Kiva was the exact opposite. Isuvatar le'itzarach. He didn't need a pasuk to teach us that it's mutar ba'ana. Rather, why did he need a pasuk to mutara to teach us that when you use it, it's not metame you because mikzeres hakasuf it's tar. So what's the machlekes? My love, don't we say b'hakapli kamifli? This is the machlekes. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Savar, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds loisoichlu mashem bein iser achila bein iser ana. He holds like a bavo. That when the Torah says loisoichlu kol mevela, or it says by chelav loisoichlu, so then it would imply that it's also even ba'ana. V'chi also kra, and therefore you need this pasuk of yeyasa l'chol melacha l'mishari l'nevela ba'ana to say that you may have ana from nevela. Now without a l'chol you would think that dafka l'gvoya it's mutter to have ana because the chelav is anyway mutter l'gvoya, you burn it on the mizbeach. So even once you don't burn it on the mizbeach, nonetheless, the Torah allowed Hektish to have other hanois from the chelav as well. Now, so on that, we need the lechol to say not only is it mutar ba'ana to gavoya, but it's even mutar la'ana to a hedyot. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Rabbi Kiva holds no isar achila mashma isar nole mashma. He holds like Rabbi Avo that when the Torah says leisaychlu by chelev, it doesn't teach us in isar ana. Anyway, you know it's mutar ba'ana. So you don't need a pasuk of Yael Sadechal Malacha to say it's mutar ba'ana, not for a hedyot, not for a hektish, because you have no halamina that's also ba'ana. V'chi also cross. So obviously, what's the pasuk coming to say? The tum of v'tahara, to say that not only is it mutar ba'ana, but it's even that you could use it freely. You don't have to be concerned with the tumas nevedas because the Torah was mitaharet. Now, according to this pshat, the Gemara only explained half the machlekes. The Gemara explained why Rabbi Akiva does not need a drasha to say it's mutar ba'ana. It does not explain, as of yet, why Rabbi Yosi Aglili did not need a pasuk to say that it's tar. But l'chor, at least the machlokes, if it's mutar ba'ana, if you need a drasha to say it's mutar ba'ana or not, it should be totally in the machlokes of Chizkiya and Rabbi Avo, and it comes out that the machlokes of Chizkiya and Rabbi Avo is ketanoi. And that says the Gemara loy. It's not so. The kuli alma loisoichlu ma'ashma ben yisra achilu ben yisra ana. I can tell you, everybody holds like Rebbe Avo that when it says loisaychlu minastam, it's mashma. Not only is it aser b'achila, it's also aser b'ana, and that's why it makes sense that you should need a pasuk to say that it's mutar b'ana. V'hacha b'hacha miflagi. So what then is the machlokes over here? Why did Rebbe Akiva say that you don't need a pasuk? Teretz is Rebbe Yosi Aglili Savar. Rebbe Yosi Aglili holds kishahutra nevela when the Torah gave a heter to give an avela to a ger toshev or to sell an avela to a goy, which means to say you're allowed to have enough from an avela, he hutra, so that was only for the nevela itself. However, chelba v'gida, the chelav of the nevela and the gida of the nevela, loy hutra, meaning because the Torah only removed the iser hana from the nevela itself, but not from the chelav and not from the gid. And if that's the case, if you don't have this pasuk over here to teach us the chelav is mutar ba'ana, you can't learn it from the fact that an nevela is mutar ba'ana, because it just means the rest of the nevela is mutar ba'ana, not the chelav, not the gid. Therefore, v'chi yitzarach kra leheter hanahu da'asu. So therefore, you taka need this pasuk to teach us that it's mutar ba'ana.
Didn't we have this in yesterday's blat?
We had the opposite in yesterday's blat. That Kish Amanda Amar, who says Kishahutra Nevela Chelva Vegida were included. Rabbi Yosi is disagreeing with that. That's what we're saying. Rabbi Yosi is disagreeing with that. We're going to see soon that Rabbi Kiva is not going to hold that way.
Right,
but we're saying that's good for the Machlokes. Rabbi Yosi is disagreeing with that premise that the Isser of that when the Torah was matter you to give a Nevela to a Goy, it was only matter the rest of the Nevela, not the Chelva, not the Gid. The way Tosfos understands, just to say Pashat Pshat, means because when the Torah is matar hanan nevela, it was matar whatever you could have otherwise eaten had it not been a nevela. The Torah is matar you to have enough from now that it is a nevela. But the chayla that would regardless be also the gid that would regardless be also is lav davka that the Torah was matar. You can't just assume that it was mutar. So if not for the fact that it says a different pasuk by chayla, yeyos lechol melachos after b'yisi aglili, I wouldn't know that it's mutar ba'ana. Now Rashi continues, and Rashi says, "Lefi zeh." Now we understand why Rabbi Yosi Aglili doesn't need a pasuk for tahara either, because he holds that the chelav and gid are not part of the. When the Torah talks about nevela, it just means the basa nevela. It doesn't mean the chelav and the gid and nevela. So if that's the case, when the Torah gave tumas nevelis misvara, it doesn't include the chelav and the gid because it's not part of the nevela that the Torah talked about. So you do need a pasuk for the heter hadna. And you don't need a pasuk for the tahara. Rav Akiva will say no. Rav Akiva savor, like we said in yesterday's blat, keshehutru nevela chelba v'gida nami hutru. When the Torah was matar nevela, it was matar the entire package. You could take the entire nevela, anything that's called nevela, and give it to the guy. That means the meat in the nevela and the chelav in the nevela and the gid in the nevela. The entire thing you can give to a guy. So when the Torah says that you could have enough in the nevela, it's automatically included in that you could have enough in the chelev and you could have enough in the gid. V'chid tzarech kra, and therefore, why do you need a pasuk? Not for the heter anah, but rather only for the tumah v'tahara. And Rashi continues and explains, because now that, according to Rabbi Akiva, when the Torah says nevela, it's referring to every part of the nevela, including the chelev and including the gid, so min astam you would say that the chelev is included in the tumas hanevelas as well, and that's why you need a pasuk according to Rabbi Akiva to say that no, the alpha pikein, the chelev is tar. Right, the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, according to what we're saying now, so the fi Rabbi Yosi Aglili, eshkichon chelev de shayir achmona, so he holds. When the Torah was matar nevela, it did not include in the heter ana of nevela chelav and gid. So how do you know the chelav is mutar ba'ana? Like we just got saying from this pasuk of Yehiyos lechol malacha. Ela gid, name of the aser, but gid, which does not have a drasha to say that it's mutar ba'ana. Yesterday we only knew that gid was mutar ba'ana from the fact that kishot nevela hi v'chelav v'gida mutar. So, according to Rabbi Aglili, who doesn't hold of that source, so how does he know that it's mutter to have enough from a gira nasha? So the Gemara says, "Iboyzema hachenami daaser." You could say, "And a chenami." Rabbi Aglili holds that a gira nasha is also about no. We already had yesterday. There is such a tana. There's a tana called Reb Shimon, who held in begida menaisim tam, and therefore wasn't included in that in the nevela. So it's not so shver to say that Rabbi Aglili also holds that way. That gira nasha is also about no, because it's not such a foreign concept. There are Tanoim that hold that way. V'vayseimo, or you could say, Maisi la bekal v'choymer, that maybe la'ilam Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that the gid anasha is mutar b'ana. How does he know it? He makes a kal v'choymer. Uma chelev shonish kareis mutar b'ana. If the chelev of a nevela, which is more chomer, because it has kareis. If a person eats a chaylev, he's chayav karis. Whereas if a person eats gidanasha, he's not chayav karis. He's only chayav malkus. So the chaylev, which is more chomer than gidanasha, because it's chayav karis for eating it, and nonetheless mutar b'ana. The Torah said, "Yeyos lechol malach that is mutar b'ana." Gid the gidanasha of the nevela, she'enayanash karis, which does not have an iser karis for eating it, so it's less chomer. So, like kolosh again, that it should be mutar b'ana. Since that's the case, so from the kal v'chomer teaches us that it's mutar b'ana. Reb Shimon, if there is such a kal v'chomer, so yesterday that we said according to Reb Shimon that giranosh is aser b'ana. Reb Shimon the asar. So what does he do? So bishlam legabe the heter of hivechal b'vegida. He doesn't hold of that. Because he also in begid midnight and tam. But what happened to the kal v'chomer? Why doesn't he learn from a kal v'chomer that it should be mutar b'ana? Because he holds, ikal mifrach, you have a pircha on the kal v'chomer. What's the pircha? Ma lechelev shekein hutar michlaloi. You're saying that chelev is more chomer, so if chelev is mutar b'ana, kol shekein gid is mutar b'ana, I can tell you that there's a chomer in gid that chelev doesn't have. Because chelev is an exception to the rule. Chelev is not across the board. Because it's hutar michlaloi, it's a chaya. I mean, only the chelav of a behema is aser, whereas the chelav of a chaya is mutter. Taimim begid, whereas by gid, shalayhutim miklali, it's a chaya. The gid anasha is not that way. The gid anasha is aser both of a behema and a chaya. So we have a chumra in gid anasha. The chelav doesn't have. So maybe by the same token, and a chanami. Chelav is mutter bana, but maybe afal pikein, gid anasha is aser bana. The Ida, so what's Rabbi Yosef Aglili going to say? How does he make a Kavach Haimer? Terence is, he'll tell you, over here we're not discussing Chayis, we're discussing Behemoth, because the whole parish of Chelev is only Negeah to a Behemoth. So, Behemoth Mias, Lo Yishtori, and in Behemoth itself, there's no Kul in Chelev. Chelev is across the board in Behemoth, in all Behemoth, and therefore it's a valid Kavach Haimer. That if chelav, which is more chomer, that it's also about that it's chayv karis, and alpha begin it's mutter banos, so kol shekein gid. Friday Gemara mechti.
So then, why don't we make this kavachaymer by everything else that we just finished using sukkim for?
Okay.
Truma or anything else. If you've got if chelav that's amish karis is mutter banos, it's zecher truma, zecher.
Right. So Rax asking that that a kavachaymer. If we have such a Kavach Haimer, so any other Isra Achila that's not an Isra Hana, you should learn the same Kavach Haimer.
That's not a
Chiyuv Karis, should have the same Kavach Haimer. Or the opposite way, if one of the cases that we said the Feirish is Aser Ba'ana, and even though it's not Chiyuv Karis, that should be a Pirch on the Kavach Haimer. So, the Teretz is, or at least a Teretz is, the Tosis says, that what we're talking about over here, the Kavach Haimer is not in general to all the Surya Achila if they're meaning Surya Hana or not. Rather, we're talking about within the context of Nevela. That we're talking about we want to know when the Torah was Matar Chelev, Matar Nevela, how far was the Torah Matar Nevela? Was it only Matar the edible parts of the Nevela? Or even the chelav of the nevela, or even the gid of the nevela. You want to say misvara, like we said before, that the Torah was only mater, the parts that, had it not been nevela, were edible. So, but we see that the Torah was mater, even the chelav of the nevela. But what about the gid of the nevela? So on that, we could make a kavach haimer. If the Torah was mater, the chelav of the nevela, kol shekein should be mater, the gid of the nevela. But anything that's not part of the nevela, then it's not shayach to make the kavach haimer. So you're right. There's many surim, let's say chadosh and so on and so forth, that are not chayim karis, but they have no shayachas to nevela. So over there's no kavach haimer. The kavach haimer is only within nevela itself.
Right.
Which parts of the nevela was the Torah matter when it gave that heter of selling a nevela to a guy? And that's how Tosis.
It's not a typical restriction that we put on a kavach haimer.
And it's not that the Kavach Haimer is only, well, it depends on what the Kavach Haimer is coming to teach us. The Kavach Haimer is coming to teach us how far the Heter Nevela were going. It's not a Kavach Haimer to teach us Ba'alma that an Isser Achila does not mean an Isser Ana, because then we'd have, because that Kavach Haimer you couldn't make. You have Pirkas on that Kavach Haimer. But at least within Nevela you can make a Kavach Haimer.
What are the Pirkas on that Kavach
Haimer? Like I said before, there are Isurim that are also Ba'ana. That are not chayiv karis. Let's say Sharaniska. We know it's also banon, it's not chayiv karis. So you can't make a broad kavach haimer, but at least within a veda you can make a kavach haimer. And Tosis takes this a step further. He says the next gemara also, which I thought the Oilam was going to ask, what type of answer is that? The hashta bebehema kamrinan. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, there's a kula in chelav. The chelav doesn't apply to a chaya. Right? So teretz is because we're not making a broad kavach haimer from the iser chelav to the iser of gid anasha. We're talking within the framework of the nevela that the Torah was talking about. How much of that nevela was a Torah matter? Was it matter just the basar? Was it matter even the chelav? Was it matter even the gid? So within that framework, it's not negatos that there is some other chelav that's mutter, because that's not what we're talking about over here. We're just talking about within the framework of nevela. Okay, so now the Gemara says, now that we've took our trip throughout the Torah, throughout all the Isuri Achila, to reconcile both with Chizki and Rav Avoh, so Mechti. Oisvinu kol hanikroi, we asked from all these psukim, Vishaninu Chizki over Rav Avoh, and both Chizki and Rav Avoh explained how they learned these psukim, how do we know that everything that's supposed to be Asar Bana is Asar Bana, and everything that's not Asar Bana is how do we know that it's Mutar Bana? So b'may please, at the end of the day, where's the Machlokes Chizki and Rav Avoh? So says the Gemara, Bechomes v'Pesach al Dibud Rabbanon, Beshar Nitzko v'Lo Bidu Dibriyako. The Machlokes is, by these two cases, that everything else al Dibud Emes was Mutar Bana, we just needed to find Mekaris, how do you know it's Mutar Bana? But the two things that remained Aser Bana, that we know of, is Bechomes v'Pesach, according to Rabbanon, who will argue on Rabbi Yitzchak Lehi. Rabbi Yitzchak Lehi said Chometz on Pesach is Mutar Bana, like we said earlier. But according to Rabbanon, what we said in the beginning, so you like we know, Chometz is Aser Bana. And Hu Adin Shar Niska, we said, is Aser Bana. And the question is, what's the source that these two things are Aser Bana? Chizkiyah Nafagle Milo Ye Achel. According to Chizkiyah, we only know that these two things are Aser Bana because the Torah went out of its way to write Ye Achel. But otherwise, we wouldn't know that they're Aser Bana. Rav Avoh Nafagle Minavela. And Rav Avoh will learn the Isra Ana from the fact that the Torah had to say that Nevela is mutter to sell, vice versa, that any other Isra Achila, until the Torah indicates otherwise, Minastam, you assume that it's Aser Bana. So the Machlokes boils down to, how do you know Aliba the Emes, that Chametz of Pesach, according to Rabbanon, or Shara Nitzko, is Aser Bana? Do you need a special drasha of Ye Achel, or do you know it automatically from the fact that there's an Isra Achila, automatically there's the Isra Ana? So the Gemara says, very nice, that there's a machlekes, what the makor is. But my benayu, is there a nafkamina, or is it just a machlekes that had a darshan to psukim? So the Gemara says, ika benayu chulun shenishchate ubazar. Yes, there could be a nafkamina la halacha as well. The nafkamina la halacha is what we said earlier in the beginning of the sugya, if this iser of chulun shenishchate ubazar will be deraisa or derabbanan. Meaning, how do you know that these things are Aser Bana? From Loi Ye Achel. Therefore, Oisai, the Oisai that's written by Treifa, Lakel Tashlichun Oisai, Lemute Chulun Shenishchat Bazar. You don't need it to say Oisai is mutter to throw to the dogs, but Lafuke, that there's other Israel that are Aser Bana, and therefore may not be thrown to the dogs, because you already know that those two other Yisurim, which is Chometz Pesach and Shara Nitzko, you already know from Ye Achel. Therefore, the Oisai is extra to teach us that Chulun Shenishchatu Bazara is also Ba'ana. And according to that, Chulun Shenishchatu Bazara would be the Raisa. Whereas Rav Avoh Savar, Ois Lamuti Hani, that you need the Oisai to tell us that regular Yisurim are also Ba'ana, meaning, the way Rashi explains, because like we said in the beginning of the Sugya, Dafka, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to a mayor, Rabbi Avoh could learn it out of Nevela, because the pasuk of Heter Ana by Nevela is extra to teach us Dafka over here, it's Mutar Bana, but otherwise, Yisur Achila means Yisur Ana. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who needs Nevela to say Dvarim Kechsavim, like we said, that you could only sell it to Goy, not give it to him as a Matana, and you can only give it as a Matana to a Ger, and not sell it to a Ger. So he can't learn Isra Hana from Nevela, so he needed the Oisai that it's written by Treifa to teach us Dafka Oisai, Dafka Treifa is Mutter Behana, but other Isra Achila are Aser Bana. So since he uses Oisai to say Rav Avoh was din, so then Chutlun Shenishchat Bazar Alav Daraisa Ninu, so then it would come out that according to Rav Avoh, according to Rav Yehuda, you don't have an Oisai to learn Chulun Shenishchatu Bazara, and therefore, according to this Madamar, Chulun Shenishchatu Bazara is not the Raisa. So the Lamaskani, you want to know what's the Nafkamina between Chizki and Rav Avoh, the Nafkamina will be, according to Chizki, everybody holds Chulun Shenishchatu Bazara is the Raisa, both Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Masha Enkin, according to Rav Avoh, Dafka, according to Rav Meir, Chulun Shenishchatu Bazara is the Raisa. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, will have to come out. Chulun Shenishchatu Bazara is lav daraisa. Yosef Ahu Mirabon Kamid Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. One of the Rabbanu was sitting in front of Rabbi Shmuel Achveni. V'yasa v'kamar m'shvedi Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Minayin l'chol asurim shabatayra. How do you know that all these surim of the Torah, v'tichi echid asurim b'achidah, the same way that they're also b'achidah, hachaname asurim b'ahadna, so too they're also b'ahadna. Umayni, what's that referring to? Because everything else, we already had exceptions that the Torah said they're mutabana. All that's remaining is chametz v'pesach v'shar and iskol, like we said before. But bottom line, how do you know that they are also b'ahadna? So, frankly, what's your question? Minayin? Where do you know? Learn it from the way Chizkiah did, from Le'yachel. So Teretz is, he holds Le'yachel Yisra'achil Mashma, Le'yisra'anol Mashma. He doesn't hold like Chizkiah that Ye'yachel is any different than Ye'yachel or Sle'yachel, and therefore it only includes a Yisra'achil and not a Yisra'anol. So, frankly, more of a Viter, Tepel Le'min Nevela. Why doesn't he learn like from the Vela, the same way that Rebbe Avol did according to a mayor? And for the Gemara, so like Rabbi Yehuda, he holds like a Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Dvarim Kechsalim, that it's coming to say over there, Dvarim Kechsalim, that you could dafke give it to a ger and dafke sell it to a goy, and therefore it's not extra to teach us that Isuri Achila are Aser Ba'ana. So Isar like Rabbi Yehuda, so frankly, more fine. So if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, typically Mehecha Dinafke Le Rabbi Yehuda, so why don't you learn it from where Rabbi Yehuda learns it, which is Milakel Tashlichon Oisai, to say that Oisai, this treifa you're allowed to have enough from, but other Yisur Achila, unless the Torah states otherwise, is Taka Aser Bana. Torah says, Kasar Chulun Shenishchatu Bazar Daraisa. He holds that the Oisai is needed for Chulun Shenishchatu Bazar, because he holds that Chulun Shenishchatu Bazar is Daraisa. So it comes out that all three potential drushes that we have to teach us that Yisur Achila are Aser Bana, he disagrees with every one of them. So at the end of the day, he's stuck to teach with this question. How do you know that the Chametz Pesach and Shara Niskal are Mutter, are Aser Ba'ana? Okay, stop over here.